America Weekend.
And we are back. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino heard on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. Thank you all once again for joining in. And Roland.
Yes.
I'm
moving papers over here. So
I have two topics I'd like to quickly move through this segment. One is Turkey and the revival of the Ottoman Empire. This is an article I read about 3 weeks ago in a German newspaper, in the English version, I guess, of Der Spiegel, the magazine. And as we know, the Germans had had great influence with the Ottoman Empire up to the World War I. And they were part of the Axis powers during that particular conflagration. And it was the Turks, I have it on great authority, that were asked by the Germans, who are, of course, they're part of NATO, to get involved in the war against ISIS. Now, what has happened here, and I'm bringing this up as...
You've now gone from World War I to now.
Because I brought together the relationship between the Germans and the Turks, which continues to this day.
I want to make sure my notes are correct here.
There'll be a test after this. The notes basically said that the Germans and the Turks have always maintained a working relationship for many years. In many ways, they do think alike. However, I noted as the revival of the Ottoman Empire, because the Turks have always had their eyes on Syria and that part of the world. And now with the war against ISIS and the Kurds, PDK or the PMT, I always forget the name of the acronyms for the Kurds who are fighting against the Turks. The point is, the Turks are in the battle now, and that changes the dynamic extraordinarily, because with the Turk army is a very well disciplined machine. Very well disciplined. They're very good at what they do. With that leverage they now have in the northern part of this conflagration with ISIS, and now that they're in the game and they're allowing the United States for the first time in 10 years to fly out of Incirlik, the NATO base, military flights, not so much flights that the base has not been closed, but it was not used for military strikes. This is very significant. It's much more significant than the news has even bothered to consider. Because with that close base, and that's a close-in base, it's 20 minutes to the target as opposed to 2 hours. That saves an enormous amount of time and money and allows the Navy to back up a bit and let the Air Force to get involved. And that's a much more, it's an easier, much more concerted effort to dig out targets that way than moving off an aircraft carrier in the Persian Gulf. So the point is, they're in the game now, they're in the fight, and that's a significance that I think the world's absolutely looked past because of all the situation with the Iran nuclear deal, which has overshadowed all of this. But with Turkey in the fight, it buttresses Iran's position in the middle of the Middle East and puts them on hold because now Turk's involved. It's a very interesting situation, and all of our newsmen and women in our end of the business have managed to go right past this thing. I don't know why.
But are you saying that the Turkish involvement and the permission to fly out of one of their bases emboldens Iran?
No.
That's what I thought you said.
No, I meant to say, if I said it incorrectly, it puts Iran on hold. Because Turks in, Americans are on the ground once again on the Middle East Peninsula, if you will, that entire section of the world, and we are there in force to maintain that. I'm not sure which Air Force is doing the bombing now out of Incirlik, but the point is, Iran is on notice, and we haven't even considered the Turks getting involved. And now they have a free zone or opening up a safe zone in northern Syria, which the Turks are opening up. That creates a whole different dynamic in this war against ISIS, and we haven't even covered that. I'm surprised that the American media hasn't even gone near it for some reason or another. Maybe it's too complicated for them. I don't know. But the point is, that's significant and very significant.
Well, we both know, because we are older and have experienced a number of different things in our lives, that experience and of history is a very important component of understanding the present.
Yes. And it also notes that the Germans are concerned about that situation because they got the Turks in the fight. It was the Germans who pressured the Turks to get involved. The United States had been at it for about a year with no luck. Once the Germans got involved through NATO and saying it's time for you to step into this conflagration, get involved against ISIS, they did. And I think that is significant.
Well, didn't I'm trying to think who it was. I think it was the British who got the Turks involved to defeat the Arabs in the Ottoman Empire, of the Ottoman Empire.
That is correct.
At the time, and that didn't turn out too well.
That did not turn out too well. I think this, however, will, because we're dealing on a different plane in a different time. And I find this, these kinds of things I find interesting. Also, John Kerry's plea to the American people on the Iran nuclear deal, which I thought was brilliantly placed. It was a brilliant argument, absolutely brilliant. He placed it well. He placed it with maturity and with understanding. We covered it for one day, and now it's once again off the table.
Well, we need to go back and revisit that because that's a very important vote coming up after Labor Day.
Yes, very important.
And the fact that New York's senior senator Charles Schumer,
yes,
has opposed that because of his leadership position, as well as his connection to pro-Israeli groups.
That's correct. And I am on both sides of this coin because I happen to believe, since no one else still has come up with a better deal, I'm still listening and waiting for someone to say, if we're going to reject this deal, we're not going to, and I don't understand the thinking, and John Kerry said it best, you're not going to go back to the Iranians after you nailed this deal and say, we're not going to do this, and you're going to renegotiate another deal? I don't think that's going to happen.
It's not going to happen. There was a headline, I think it was in the Washington Post, that dealt with, basically it said, it's a terrible deal. Hopefully it'll work, but it's still terrible, but it's better than the alternative that's there.
And I don't understand why that logic, though it's political, I grant you that, seems to get past people. I believe that, and I think Nixon understood it best, only Nixon can go to China. Nixon's philosophy was very simple. If you're going to deal with the enemy, you got to get to know your enemy, okay? And it's better on the inside than the outside. And when we're inside now with the Iranians in the situation by which there is a loosening of ties, and just like we're doing in a different way with Cuba. The way you get to know your enemy, if you want to use that phrase, Cuba, it's a little bit different, but we're inside now. We've opened up that country. The Iranian situation is getting to know who the heck they are.
We could say adversary rather than enemy.
Adversary.
Your point a few weeks ago on this particular broadcast where you said, you were quoting somebody who said, keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer.
Yes. And now, of course, it is the Godfather phrase that came out of the...
That's where it comes from.
Came from the Godfather.
Okay.
But the point is, when you have your enemy in front of you and you are inside the camp, you have a better understanding of what the heck is going on, okay? You have a better opportunity to influence people inside the country when you're in the country as opposed to being outside the country. And I believe that is the thinking of the Obama administration. I don't particularly like this deal. I've read the damn thing, okay? It makes sense, but I believe in some respects it's short-sighted because 15 years out is not that long a time. And I still believe the Iranians will make an effort for a nuclear bomb. I believe that nothing is going to stop them unless they change their political thinking in Tehran.
I think that's probably true. And
I would like to think otherwise.
But, they are a sovereign country.
Yes.
They have the right to do whatever they think is important for them.
Correct.
You have to follow that up by saying, well, who are we to dictate that they can't do this?
That's correct. And they've used the phrase state-sponsored terrorists. The Iranians
and
do.
And I agree with that.
I agree, too, particularly in Yemen and in other parts of the Middle East. They are a destabilizing force. But what better way to get a handle on them than from the inside as opposed to the outside? That's how I see this Iran nuclear deal. I do not believe it's going to prevent them in the long run, if they want, to get a nuclear weapon.
You want to open your crystal ball and tell me what you think will happen in Congress in September? After Labor Day they're going to make this vote.
It's going to pass by a sneaky, squeaky margin.
Okay.
I believe it'll pass by maybe two or three votes. That's my thinking. Right now, as I do my own, I have a canvas thing I kind of play with.
And how much effect will that have on the 2016 presidential election?
I think it is the kind of effect that will spur Trump to do something stupid.
Well, what do you mean, do something stupid?
Well, he's going to continue to do something stupid. We know that. But now it's going to get absurd. He's got to go to the theater of the absurd. He has got to. And that's coming. And when he does that, then you're going to possibly see at that point Joe Biden enter the race. And that's my opinion. I think Joe Biden's lurking on the outside because Hillary's beginning to wane. Her campaign is beginning to fall off. You can see it happening across the board.
Well, you look at the crowds that Bernie Sanders is drawing.
Yes.
And you look at the criticism that that Hillary is drawing.
Yes.
Based upon emails and any number of other issues that have surfaced from her days of Secretary of State.
I think that that issue is more complex than we originally had thought. I thought it was much easier. Apparently it's not with that server and all the rest that's on it. We'll see. But thank you for listening, as they say.
Well, I have to. I'm here. I can't turn you off, Carl.
Carl 17 and not being turned off with Roland Smith. We're back.
America. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.